Choosing a business structure. Sole proprietorships, general and limited partners, limited partnerships and liability, limited liability partnerships, LLP, corporate entity composition, operating a corporation, C-Corps versus S-Corps, limited liability companies, LLC, and comparing each type of business structure. Introduction. Deciding which type of business entity suits the needs of your career is an integral part of operating a business. The information presented here should not be considered exhaustive and is merely intended to provide a basic understanding of the various types of business entities and how they operate. Consulting with a tax attorney or a CPA is the best way to decide on the business entity that best suits your particular needs and goals. Sole proprietorships. Ownership, party of one. A sole proprietorship is a venture that is owned by one individual. The primary benefit of a sole proprietorship is that the owner has total control of the business. The potential downside of this form of ownership is that the owner also has full liability for the financial and personal obligations of the business. A sole proprietorship can have employees, but must have only one owner. The sole proprietorship is the most straightforward form of business organization. It requires no formal process or filing to be created. Suppose a sole proprietor operates under an assumed name. In that case, the name must be filed with the county clerk in every county where it does business. A sole proprietorship can have employees, but must have only one owner. The business is not incorporated or registered as a limited liability company, LLC. As far as the IRS is concerned, the business does not exist separately from its owner. A sole proprietor reports any business income on their individual tax return, and all business risks apply to their personal assets, whether or not they are used as part of the business. Many real estate brokers do business as sole proprietors. If a broker operates under an assumed name, the name must be registered with the Texas Real Estate Commission. Partnerships. General and limited partners. Another type of business entity is the partnership. A partnership is more easily created than a corporation and can be created with a simple written or oral agreement. A partnership must have one or more general partners. A general partner may take part in the day-to-day management of the business and has full personal liability for partnership-related issues, including everything from financial obligations to personal injury lawsuits. The unlimited liability of the general partnership is a serious concern for anyone considering entering into a partnership. The limited partnership addresses that concern. A limited partnership includes two distinct classes of partners. General partners. The general partner is responsible for the business's day-to-day operations and has full liability. At least one general partner is required in a limited partnership. The general partner is often the promoter who brought the limited partners into the venture. Limited partners. The limited partner's liability is limited to the amount he or she invested in the partnership. The limited partner has no involvement in the day-to-day operation of the business. The limited partners are the investors in the venture. Limited partnerships. A limited partnership in Texas is created by filing a certificate of limited partnership with the Texas Secretary of State. Limited partnerships do not pay the Texas franchise tax. A limited partnership provides limited liability to its limited partners, such that each limited partner's liability is limited to such partner's interest in the limited partnership. Liability of limited partnerships. The general partner of a limited partnership is personally liable for the liabilities of the limited partnership. If the limited partnership owns assets giving rise to liability exposure, the business owner will not serve as the general partner of the partnership. Rather, the business owner will form another business entity, such as a limited liability company or corporation, to serve as the general partner of the limited partnership, thus shielding the owner from personal liability. The limited liability company provides business asset protection, which protects the assets of a business from the individual liabilities of its shareholders. Limited liability partnerships. A partner's liability in a registered limited liability partnership, LLP, differs from that of an ordinary partnership. In a limited liability partnership, a partner is not individually liable for the debts and obligations of the partnership, nor is the partner liable for tortious acts committed by other partners. However, each partner is exposed to liability for the torts of the partnership. Suppose the partnership owns a building in which a person is injured and seeks a judgment against the partnership. In that case, each partner is exposed to individual liability. Unlike the limited partners in a limited partnership, the partners in an LLP can participate in the day-to-day operation and management of the firm. Law firms and accounting firms most often form as LLPs. If the business is conducted under an assumed name, the business owners must file an assumed name certificate and obtain an employer identification number from the IRS. Sometimes, a group of individuals will join together for a single business venture. They will combine their funds and talents to carry out one project, and when the project or venture is complete, they will dissolve as a group. This form of partnership is known as a joint venture. Joint venture partnerships often consist of a developer who provides development expertise and a lender who provides the funding for the project. Partnership agreements. When individuals agree to become business partners, they should all read and sign a partnership agreement demonstrating the partner's commitment. Agreements outline the partnership's goals and ensure that all partners in the business are on the same page. The agreement defines the roles, responsibilities, and expectations of each partner. It provides legal protections for the business and the partners. Corporations. Corporate entity composition. The law regards a corporation as a distinct legal entity with the right to own real estate and other assets. Corporations are officially formed in most states by filing incorporation documents with the Secretary of State. As a business structure, a corporation exists separate from its owners. Three components comprise a corporate entity: bullet shareholders, bullet board of directors, bullet corporate officers. Operating a corporation. Corporations must also adopt and file bylaws according to state statutes. These bylaws establish the corporation's members' eligibility, rights, and obligations. Lenders often require a copy of a corporation's bylaws as verification that the corporation is legitimate. A corporation does provide limited liability for its shareholders in that the shareholder's liability is limited to each shareholder's interest. The corporation is responsible for its debts and torts, not the shareholders. The individual assets of the shareholders may not be used to satisfy a creditor's judgment. A corporation is regarded, under the law, as a distinct legal entity with the right to own real estate and other assets. Even though a corporation may have many stockholders, when the corporation is the sole owner of a parcel of land, the ownership is considered to be an estate in severalty. Creating a corporation. Corporations in Texas are created by filing with the Office of the Secretary of State. The corporation issues shares of stock for purchase. Individuals who purchase stock become shareholders in the corporation, which means they own a stake in the company. Their evidence of ownership is in shares of stock. Stock can be transferred from one person to another. It can be sold. As shareholders, they elect a board of directors to oversee the corporation's affairs. The board must pass a resolution to sell or otherwise transfer corporate property. Corporate ownership is popular because shareholder liability is limited to the investment in shares. The personal assets of shareholders are never at risk. Piercing the corporate veil. An exception to this doctrine of shareholder liability protection involves piercing the corporate veil. This occurs when courts disregard the separateness of the corporation and hold a shareholder responsible for the corporation's action as if it were the shareholder's actions, in order for the corporate structure to be respected by the courts and prevent the corporate veil from being pierced, the shareholder should bullet keep the minute book up to date by including minutes of annual and special meetings. Bullet maintain financial records separate from the shareholders. Bullet issue stock certificates. Bullet adhere to the bylaws. Bullet maintain the stock ledger. Bullet hold directors' meetings. Bullet ensure the corporation is adequately capitalized and insured. Bullet avoid transactions involving self-dealing. C-Corp versus S-Corp. There are two basic types of corporations for tax purposes: C-corporations, C-Corp, and S-corporations, S-Corps, C-corporation. This is the traditional corporation that is thought of when it comes to business. These are subject to state and federal income taxation as a legal entity. As a result, the stockholders who must pay taxes on the dividends are subject to double taxation. A typical corporation pays income taxes on profits. After the income tax has been paid at the corporate level, the shareholder may receive a distribution of the corporation's income in the form of a dividend. The dividend paid to the shareholder then becomes the personal income tax obligation of the shareholder. S Corporation, formerly known as a subchapter S Corporation. Legislation passed in 1958 allows for small, under 100 shareholders, corporations to avoid double taxation and be chartered as S Corporations. S Corporation income is distributed directly to the shareholders. From the shareholder's perspective, the income is taxed, much like a partnership or sole proprietorship. Only shareholders pay taxes. The corporation does not. Benefits and drawbacks to S-Corp. While S-Corp provide tax advantages, the limitation on the number of shareholders means that the business has less access to capital. Fewer shareholders equals fewer shares of stock to sell. The government also restricts the type of shareholders S-Corp can have, including non-resident aliens and business entities like partnerships and corporations. The IRS allows for flow-through taxation so that the corporation's net profits flow straight to the shareholder's tax return instead of being taxed at the corporate level. The S Corporation enables the shareholders to receive a reasonable salary and then take the remaining profits as net income subject only to income tax, not Social Security and Medicare taxes. Limited Liability Companies, LLC. What is an LLC? Select the tabs to learn more about limited liability companies. Bullet, creating an LLC. A limited liability company, LLC, combines a corporation's legal protection with a limited partnership's limited liability. One or more individuals may organize a limited liability company by filing articles of organization with the Texas Secretary of State, who is governed by the Texas Limited Liability Company Act. Each owner of an LLC is called a member. Bullet difference between an LLC and corporation. Perhaps the most important difference between a corporation and a limited liability company relates to business asset protection. The company and its business assets are protected from any judgment creditors of its members. LLCs are used frequently by business owners seeking limited liability protection and business asset protection. Bullet registering an LLC. Like other business structures, limited liability companies must choose and register their name with the state. They must file articles of organization to register the business officially as an LLC with the state. These documents will name a registered agent designated to receive any legal correspondence on behalf of the business. The registered agent can be the business owner, an employee, or even a third-party professional registered agent service. Bullet taxation of an LLC. LLCs with one member, single member, LLCs, can elect to be taxed as a sole proprietor. LLCs with two or more members, multi-member LLCs, can elect to be taxed as a partnership or a corporation, C-Corp or S-Corp. Bullet LLC protections. While LLCs protect the owner's personal assets, this protection is not absolute. A court can hold the owner, C's, responsible for claims against the business, regardless of the LLC business structure. The court must find certain factors present to hold the owner responsible. For example, if the owner commingles their personal and business funds. The commingling of funds could prompt a court to find a unity of interests between the owner and the business, meaning there is no difference between the two. Bullet rendering of professional services. The LLC will be deemed a professional limited liability company if the members file articles of organization stating that the company is formed for the purpose of rendering professional services by individuals licensed in any type of professional service that requires a condition precedent to performing such service. For example, the obtainment of a license, certificate, or permit. Examples of these services are those offered by architects, attorneys, CPAs, dentists, and real estate brokers/agents. Comparing the various business structures. Implications, advantages, and disadvantages of each business structure. In this section, we looked at the organization, function, purpose, and responsibilities afforded to various business structures. To recap this information, take a look at the table below before continuing on to the next section.